The wedding. More changes were happening back at home. My brother was preparing to get married, and I was the best man at the wedding. As his best man, I had the honor of writing the wedding toast. Given my love language, and an already elevated vocabulary, and knowledge of rhetoric from years of study, I wrote what I thought at the time was a great wedding toast. Upon reflection, due to the timing and activation of some early symptoms impacting my use of language in the speech sites in my brain, my choice of wording and rhetoric in the writing of my toast may have been directly impacted by my symptoms. It ended up being a great example of stilted language. The toast was written in the style of Jean-Paul Sartre. At that time, I was very much interested in literary theory and philosophy of language. I had also just finished reading Being and Nothingness and wanted to put the theory into practice. The toast talked about my brother's relationship with his then-soon-to-be wife and its evolution. I thought that the history together would be perfect material for a toast. So I talked about how something, their relationship, evolved from nothing, the time before they knew each other. The toast followed this theme, and in one great crescendo, I launched into the metaphysics of all of it, their relationship, and how this phenomenon yielded the very wedding I was toasting. I remember writing the toast and sitting down to review multiple drafts with my parents prior to finalizing the version I read at their wedding. To be quite honest, every memory I have of speaking and using language from the wedding to the end of the crisis in the academy, it was increasingly stilted and gradually more pompous, flowery, and excessive, until ultimately, it became unrecognizable and incoherent.